Hello, is Marie Rosales there?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Do I have to say?
Just to make sure that we're reaching the right demographic, yes.
Okay. Democrat?
Okay, thank you very much. Was that Joe Biden, Donald
yes,
Trump, or someone else? Thank
oh,
you.
I'm sorry. Joe Biden?
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white? A race.
Race.
Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
70, 71.
Thank you very much. Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The second choice is
very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied?
We only have satisfied and very satisfied.
Okay, satisfied? I'm sorry. I'm not hearing you.
That's fine. Can you hear me better now?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable.
10 is the most?
10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. Any number from 0 to 10.
10?
Thank you very much. The next one is improving K-12 education.
What did you say? Improving?
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And is that a strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
80.
The next one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
No comment?
Okay. No. Thank you. And the last one is Republicans in Congress.
No name, right? 60%?
Okay. 60%?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
Is that a no support or no oppose?
No support.
I'm confused now.
You said for the age, do I support legally for the age?
Yes, let me rephrase it. Considering that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government to adults 21 and over? On the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine.
It's confusing. It's legal now, right?
It is illegal under the age of 21, but what about to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes to adults 21 and over unless they contain virtually no nicotine?
Yeah, no nicotine.
Mm-hmm. And is that, how should I record it? Should I record it as strongly support, somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support?
Oh, yes, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefits.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you very much.